Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle podcast family. I am here to bring you another episode of Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle. I'm sorry, it's been a minute. I was on vacation last week. I was in Belize, took me a solo trip. Actually, one of my good girlfriends joined me there, had a blast. I needed that reset. I needed to kind of sit back and go through some things and kind of just kind of hit the reset button for myself. It's something that I do often. Traveling is one of my favorite things to do. So it was a beautiful experience. Shout out to Belize. I love it there. I'm actually really, really, really looking forward to going back very soon. But today I am coming before you with another episode of Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle by myself. This is an episode with something that I am personally, it's a part of my personal journey that I'm walking through right now. And as I've always done, I want to be very transparent and authentic with my audience as I'm going through my different relationship journey and learning different things about myself as I am in my singleness, preparing myself for my mate and for my forever partner. This is something that has been really, really, really heavy on my heart, something I've really been praying about, something I've been dealing with my therapist about in therapy, and just really kind of working through. And that is the subject of the importance of not settling. And I know many people talk about settling in many different aspects from many different points of view. But for me, I come from a point of view of just personal experience. You guys are catching me fresh face today. I am in workout clothes. I'm chilling today. But I still did not want to forget my podcast audience and kind of just share something with you that I've been really in a lot of prayer and meditation about for myself. And that is settling. And so we all know, and I've said it in many, many, many of my podcast episodes, the importance of self-love and healing and taking time to really get to know yourself, as well as getting to know what it is that you want, what it is that you need, what it is that you anticipate in a relationship in order for you to put your best foot forward. And so for me, a part of that is learning to take the examples and the things that I've learned from my previous experiences in relationships, past marriages, past boyfriends, and learning, evaluating, and growing and learning from those things and taking the lesson, but leaving all the baggage behind, but taking the lesson and really being able to make it something practical that I can, you know, really take as a learning lesson and a life lesson for myself. And so I will share a little bit about my story of settling. So when I got married, and I've shared this before, just in bits and pieces, probably not from this perspective, but when I got married to my second husband, many of you guys know I was married twice. My first husband, we were married for 7 years. I got married at 18 years old. He was military. That is a very, very common thing with people that are going into military to marry the person that they're in a relationship with, because it's young love and you don't want to leave that partner. You don't want to have that partner go all over the world and you don't see them again. So we got married. That relationship was extremely crazy and toxic. It was abusive. My ex-husband was a serial cheater. He definitely cheated on me a lot in our journey. And a lot of that I learned from, and it broke me. It broke me because I really, really, really loved him. And I was really, really in love with him. And so for me, having to learn how to navigate all of that stuff when I was away from my family, away from my friends, away from everything that was normal to me, and having to navigate that myself, I was still left pretty vulnerable even after we broke up. So we were married, we got divorced, I met my second husband, we were friends. I wasn't even physically attracted to him, but he was very, very kind to me. He treated me good. He made me feel like I was beautiful. He made me feel like I was valued, which is all of the things that my first husband told me I wasn't. He told me how I wasn't good enough and I wasn't beautiful enough and I wasn't all of the things. And he, you know, flaunted his mistress and around me and did all kinds of things. And so when I met my second husband, I was broken. I was exhausted. I was tired. I had been fighting and praying and believing God for my marriage. after the first 2 years is when my first husband started doing all the things. So 5 years I was believing God, praying, you know, fasting, doing all the things that I was taught to do in church and all of those things, believing God for my marriage, which I do not believe that any of those things are bad things. But there was some things that I had to learn as I got older and how to determine whether or not that person is even worth fighting for, because I was literally fighting for my own relationship by myself. And so I met my second husband. He was everything that was good as far as mentally, as emotionally. He built me up. He made me feel beautiful. He made me feel valued. He made me feel seen. He made me feel like I was perfect. But he wasn't physically my type. He was older than me, 7 years older than me. And it was something that in my early 20s, I was only 25 or 26 when I met him. So I was still broken from my previous marriage. Didn't know a lot about how to even heal or any of that stuff. I was very young. I didn't have any mentors or people around me to really teach me anything. And unfortunately, at that time, my church wasn't there to really help me, because they were like, well, if your husband's not here, then we're not going to do counseling or therapy for you, because you guys have to be here together and on the same page, which I have my own thoughts about that. But nonetheless, I came into it very broken. And so I was just exhausted, and I didn't want to be hurt again. I didn't want to be devalued. I didn't want to be abused again. I didn't want to be made to feel like I was less than. And so I took him up on that offer. And little did I know that was settling for me. And then I had a lot of my so-called friends at the time telling me, oh, well, you need to give him a chance. He's a good man. He's nice to you. He's going to treat you good. I completely ignored all the red flags, you know, how he treated his child's mother, how he was, you know, toward his own mother, all of the different things, all the anger issues and things that I saw with him. I was like, well, he doesn't treat me that way, so why not give him a chance? Even though I wasn't physically attracted to him, even though I was still very broken, even though I was still in a very vulnerable state of mind. And again, like I told you guys, I don't make excuses for where I was, but it is my reality. I didn't know a lot of things that I know now. I had to learn these things on my own. I didn't have a father figure. I didn't have anybody in my ear telling me, you need to pay attention to this, 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 and this. I didn't have any of that. So all of the things I had to learn the hard way. And so fast forward, when things got really hard and challenging in my second marriage, because I wasn't physically attracted to him and I wasn't even really into him like that, it was far more easy for me to just be like, I'm not about to deal with this stuff. I'm dealing with the same type of things. Now I'm seeing all those things that everybody said, like all of your baby mama and your mom and all of those people said about you. I'm seeing the anger issues. I'm seeing your abusiveness. I'm seeing the fact that you know, were selfish and you didn't care to help or assist me with our children or anything like that. And so you think back to the person that you settled with. It's so much easier for you to disregard them or even be cruel to them because you don't really like them. And so it's harder to fight for somebody when you don't even like them like that and you're not into them like that. Is it right? No, but it's a reality. So I realized as I've gotten older and as I've healed and I've gone through my journey, and of course I stayed with him for 10 years. I stayed in it because I believe in commitment. I believe that when I say I'm going to do something, I'm fully vested in it. But it got to the point where it was really, really bad, physically abusive and emotionally abusive. It got bad to the point where he was manipulating me with money and not giving me the things that I needed for me and our children. So I ended up leaving that situation. But I remember thinking, and even hitting below the belt when we would have arguments, because it was easier for me to wound that person because I wasn't really into him. I didn't really care. And that's the God honest, harsh truth. So this is what happens. This is one of the possibilities that can happen from settling. And so fast forward to me taking accountability, me learning who I am, me investing in myself, me learning how to recognize when there is either a chemistry or a connection there and when it's not, and not trying to force something that's not there. This person that I am today loves to talk to my coaching clients and to other people that I interact with and tell them the importance of not settling. Because when you settle for somebody, you're a lot less likely to fight, And when you go through your hard times, because we all know that every relationship, every journey has hard times. Every relationship goes through ebbs and flows. And when you're in a situation with a person that you really are not into like that, it is very, 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 very likely that you will be a lot more willing to let them go. You'll be a lot more willing to hit below the belt. You'll be a lot more willing to damage them in ways that you should never damage them, despite what they're doing to you, because you don't have that attachment and you don't have that connection. So one of the things, if I was to give a word of warning to anyone, I would say connection and chemistry is either there or it's not. Chemistry is the lower level, connection is the higher level. But if you don't even have chemistry with a person, don't do it. And I tell you this, not just because of my personal experience, but even some of my clients and those that I've talked to and I've connected with over the years, I will tell you it is a common denominator that when you settle for someone and you end up in a relationship with someone that you're not really into like that, you end up not only doing yourself a disservice by not being able to hold out for the right person, but you do that other person a disservice because you're literally holding on to somebody when you're not the person that's for them. God could have somebody else that's perfect for them, that would be everything that they need, and you're literally holding them back because you're holding on to them for your own selfish reasons. And for me, he was a healing mechanism for me. He made me feel better than everything that my ex-husband took away from me. He tore me down and my second husband built me up. And it was only a period of time. I will say like after a week and maybe a week and a half of marriage is the first time he put his hands on me. So it was interesting because I thought that this man was someone that really loved me, valued me, honored me, cherished me. But in actuality, he literally wanted to break me down even further. So what my first husband did to me, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, I finally got somebody that loves me, that sees me, that thinks I'm beautiful, that thinks I'm good enough, that thinks I'm valuable. And then he tore me down even worse. And so it took me many, many years to really, really build myself back up. And so one of the things I want to warn you guys about is do not settle. I know it's hard. Dating, I talk about it all the time with close friends. I talk about it with family. I talk about it with my clients. I talk about it with people that I come in contact with. Dating in this day and age is probably the most complicated that it's ever been. And it's simply because people's mindsets have really changed. And a lot of people are carrying a lot of hurt and resentment and anger and unresolved issues into their relationships or into their mindsets to where they don't even pursue relationships anymore. They completely believe that relationships are not good or they're not valuable or you can't have a good one. There's nobody out here that exists that can be what you need. And that is all coming from a place of hurt, coming from a place of trauma, coming from a place of not even necessarily just your trauma. It could be you watching what your parents went through when they got divorced or you watching what your siblings went through when they went through a situation. And we all have to come to the place where we've done the work and evaluated ourselves internally. So do I blame my ex-husbands for everything? No. I take full responsibility for me not being mentally, emotionally, and spiritually where I needed to be. I give myself the grace because I was young. I also give my first husband the grace because he was young. My second husband, I give him a little grace because of his unresolved trauma. But at the same time, I understand that if you enter into a relationship with someone and you have unresolved stuff, not that we all are going to be completely perfect, but if you have unresolved stuff and you only get with this person because you're tired of dating or you're tired of putting yourself out there or you're tired of being rejected or you're tired of being, you know, by yourself or doing things by yourself. Like I said, I went on vacation by myself. I literally had the intention to do nothing with anybody else and just take that time to work on me. It was my reset button that I needed for myself. Fortunately, a friend of mine joined me and we had a great time, but I still spent many of that time by myself. It took me years to get to the place where I was able to be happy, but with being by myself. And so when you settle for a person, you mess up your opportunities for the right person to come into your life and you ruin their opportunities for them to meet the right person. So it's super important for us to take the time and be patient with the process. One of the things that I've realized about myself over probably the last few years in this single journey with myself is I am willing to wait however long it takes for the right person. I'm not in a rush. And sometimes when you're meeting new people and you're giving them, you know, you're getting to know them, it can be off-putting because they want you to commit right now, or they want you to be where they are. And I don't let anybody or anything rush me into feeling like I'm ready. If I'm not ready, I'm honest and I'll say I'm not ready. If I'm not sure, I'll take my time and realize, okay, maybe this is for me. Maybe this is my person, but maybe we just need to build. Maybe it's a slow build. But what I've told you guys in the past is I've had a real connection in the past. And I will tell you, when you've had a connection with a person, I know what that feels like. And because I've experienced it, it's a whole lot less difficult for me. I mean, a whole lot more difficult for me, rather, to settle, because I know what's out there. I know what you can actually have. So I say this to you guys in all love, in all full transparency. Please work out. And work it out and wait through the process. Go through the process. Because if you rush it and you end up with the wrong person, you'll end up in something that's going to end up with heartbreak anyway, for you and for that other person. Do not block your blessings and do not block their blessings because you're tired. Trust me, this dating journey is hard. It is challenging. It is not fun. It is not something that I personally enjoy. And it's mainly because I go into dating with the idea and the mindset of I want to be with my person. I'm not dating to just date. I'm dating to with intention to find my partner, my life partner forever, my forever person. I'm not dating to meet him and them and do all of this stuff. I'm dating to be with my person. And so I say all of this to say to you guys, please, please, please take your time. Please, please, please go through the process, because if you rush this journey and you end up with the wrong person, you will put yourself in the very, very situation that you're trying to avoid. Those very walls that we put up, those very bars that we put around our heart to try to protect ourselves, we will end up being hurt just like we were in the past because we're not taking the time to allow the process to work. And a part of that process is you going on your own healing journey. I talk about it all the time. I am a big proponent of therapy. I'm a big proponent of self-love, self-healing, meditation, doing whatever you need to do, affirmations, whatever it is to build yourself up. Because at the end of the day, the person that you present when you come into a relationship should be the best version of yourself. You don't want to half, you should not want to give your partner half. You should want to give your person the best possible version of yourself. And for me, that is my journey. And so while I'm working through my finances, I'm working on businesses, I'm working on my career, I'm working on all these different things, my body, my mental health, all of the things that I'm working on, all of those things are not for me to find that other person, but they're for me to be able to come and present myself as the best version of myself for myself. And then in turn, the person that God has for me can reap the benefits of that. And so I really, really, really strongly encourage you guys. I know it may take a long time. It's been years for me. It's been years for me that I've been in a committed relationship. And I want to be in a committed relationship with my forever person. I'm not a serial dater. I don't want to date a bunch of people. I don't want to meet a lot of people, get to know them, and then it doesn't work out. I want to actually meet my person. And so I've opened my heart up to being vulnerable about realizing where I fall short and where I need to grow and the areas of healing that I'm still working through. And then I've also opened up my heart to not put guards and bars and chains around my heart to protect myself, because those same bars, chains, and guards that I put up are going to be the very things that keeps that right person from coming in. So I encourage you guys to do the work. I always, always, always remind you guys to focus on self-love first. Self-love is your first priority. Once you learn how to love yourself and you learn how to heal and you learn how to heal those wounds, I'm talking wounds from childhood. And this is not a 1 day, 2 day, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year process. This is a lifelong process. We all have series and situations of trauma that we've experienced in our lives, and we all have a responsibility and we should have an awareness to be able to identify those areas and work through those areas. You don't want to cause damage to another person because of something that you've been through. You want to be able to come and present yourself as your authentic self. When you show up, you want to show up as your authentic best self. And so I encourage you guys to do that. I love you guys. I am going to come back with a part two of this, but I just wanted to get this off my chest because it's something that I've been dealing with as I put myself out here. You know, I'm open. I've told God, I said, Lord, I am ready. I am open to receive my person. Am I perfect? No, but I am doing the work on myself every day. I'm working on my body. I'm working on my mental health. I'm working on my finances. I'm working on my career, working on my businesses, working on being a better mother, a better friend, a better student, a better person overall. And so I am ready, ready, ready for my person. But in a part of me being ready for my person, I'm not going to settle for something that does not resonate with me. Because all you do is set yourself up for hurt and disappointment, and you'll end up in yet another failed relationship. So what the goal is that we learn from the things that we've done. We learn from the mistakes we've made in the past and not keep making the same ones. We learn from them, we grow from them, and we become better and we develop as a result of them. And so I tell you guys the stories about my past with my ex-husbands because it taught me a lot. I don't regret not one ounce of what I've been through in my life because it made me the woman that I am today. But I've learned the lessons. I know what happens when you settle. And I'll tell you guys, it is hard to fight for something when you're really not into it. You don't have the fight and the tenacity to go after it when times get hard as much as you would with somebody that you really, really, really wanted to be with. I can tell you from experience, I know everybody's situations are different, but I'm telling you from my experience, you're not willing to fight as much for somebody that you're not really into as much as you would fight for somebody that you are into. So I encourage you guys to go through the journey. Start and complete the process. Work on yourself. Be willing to wait however long it takes. And when you set yourself up for that stance of no matter how long it takes, I'm willing to work through this process, that is when you'll know that you're ready. Because I don't care how long it takes. I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste my time. And I don't want to waste the time of someone else. I want that person to be able to find the person that's for them. And I want to find the person that's for me. So I'm not wasting their time. And I don't want to waste my time. And it's not easy. Sometimes you'll get the guy that's perfect. Because I know for me, and I'll talk about it, I find that a lot of the guys that I don't necessarily have the full connection with or chemistry with, they tend to fall in love with me quickly. But I don't feel it. And I'm like, but he's such a good person and he's so good in this. And we mesh in this and we mesh in that, but there's something missing. And what I've learned in that process is that something that's missing is the glue that's going to keep us together when times get hard. And so I learned to stop ignoring that. And it's very easy to ignore those things when you're in love or when somebody's treating you right or they're making you feel a certain way. It's easy to ignore the signs and the red flags. But I encourage you guys not to ignore them, to pay attention to them and be willing to wait out the process. It's hard. I am the first to admit it is challenging. But please wait out your process because you never know what's on the other end of your patience and your obedience and your development of self. Because that's where I want to show up as my most authentic, beautiful self inside and out to my person. I want him to love every part of me and I want to love every part of him. His good, his bad, his indifferent. Even the things that I don't particularly care for, they're not going to be deal breakers for me because it's him. It makes him who he is. And that's what I want for each and every one of us to experience. So I'm holding out. I'm waiting on my person. And I want you guys to do the same. And I just really, really, really wanted to encourage you guys with this word. I hope this ministered to at least someone because it's definitely been ministering to me as I've been on my journey. I will see you guys next week. Love you guys. Have a great week.